Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, host of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight we bring our spiritual show, and tonight's topic is God Is, because God is everywhere. Let us invite God into our presence this evening. Father, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for giving us life. Be with us throughout this program and each and every day. Thank you for your blessings. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen. All right. Well, you know, tonight, as we think about that topic, God is, because God is everywhere. You know, the question becomes that we can ask at various times, where is God? You know, where is God? And, you know, we have to wonder, is God going to answer our prayers? We wonder about God. You know, sometimes people wonder if they wonder about the existence of God. Well, you know, there's a couple of things that I want to point out tonight about when you have some doubt. You know, there's a question in Wikipedia that asks, where is God? Where is a God? And it tells us here that God has been conceived as either personal or impersonal. In theism, God is the creator and sustainer. While in theism, God is the creator, but not the sustainer of the universe. In pantheism, God is the universe itself. So you got three different areas here where it says, you know, personal or impersonal. Theism, you talk about, you have theism, deism, and then you have pantheism. In theism, God is the creator and sustainer. In theism, the creator and sustainer of the universe. Deism, God is the creator, but not the sustainer of the universe. Pantheism, God is the universe itself. That is deeply interesting. And so what I want to present to you all tonight is, as you ponder for yourselves who you think God is, you know, you may want to go ahead and take a look at those areas. I mean, that's just perhaps someone who's come up with that, their thoughts on theism, their thoughts on deism, and their thoughts on pantheism. You know, so, you know, determine what it is for you that you want to believe. You know, do you want to believe that God is the creator and sustainer of the universe? Do you want to believe that he is the creator, not the sustainer of the universe? Or do you want to believe that God is the universe itself? That is very deep. I mean, it really, really is. So, some, I mean, let's take a look at those. For example, when we talk about theism, is God the creator of the universe? Is God the sustainer of the universe? Now, the creator, the one that's put it all together, the one that has put it all together, the one that caused it to be, that brought lightness out of darkness, called the lightness out of darkness. Is he the sustainer, you know, the creator? Did he create all of this, the universe, the cosmos, the animals, man? Did he create it all? And then is he the sustainer? What do we mean by sustainer? What do we mean by sustainer? You know, the sustainer. Does he keep the universe? Does he keep things in order? Does he put it together? Does he keep it together? Does he keep it from colliding? Or did one upon his creation, because he's so perfect and so powerful, did everything that he does it just automatically synchronize to his will, to his power, to his glory, to his manifestation? Does it happen like that? You know, in deism, is he the creator but not the sustainer? Did he just create it all and sort of abandon the sustaining component of it? Did he just create it and leave it out there? You know, I want you to ask yourself these questions. You know, but it becomes such a personal thing. It's all about what you want to come to believe. But if you're asking the question relative to tonight's topic, God is, because God is everywhere. God is everywhere. If you think about it, when he breathed into the nostrils of man, when man became a living being, a living entity, the breath, if we think about the Spirit of God, then that breath that we breathe calls us to the God to live within us, because we're breathing his breath. You know, that's what makes us alive, the God in us. Even when we're not acting like that, his breath is still sustaining us. His breath is still keeping us. His breath is still dwelling within us. So we're there. He's with us. He is with us in our breathing, in our, you know, the fact that we're constantly able to breathe, and that's involuntary. We don't have to tell ourselves to breathe. It's a natural thing. So now when we look at it, you know, we're looking at, well, God in theism, God, creator, God, sustainer of the universe. Which do you believe? We look at deism, God, the creator, but not the sustainer. Okay, so can you have the creator without sustaining the universe, without keeping it in order? Or did his creation, we go back to that, cause for it to stay in order? You know, because he's God, he can do whatever he wants to do, you know, which means if he chose to create it, it's going to obey what he says for it to do. You know, I would say don't give it too much deep thought, because you can't figure God out. You just can't. You know, you just have to, it comes down to what you believe. And for me personally, I believe that he is the creator. I believe that he is the sustainer of life and the universe as well. So I believe that God is, I believe in that personal, in a personal God. I believe in the theism of it all, the creator and sustainer of the universe. In deism, I don't just think that he created the universe and and not be the sustainer of it. I don't think that, you know, and then pantheism is God's universe. And God is all of it. God is all of it. He's the creator, he's the sustainer, and he is the universe. It makes up all of God. It's a part of all of who God is. And so I think that that becomes vital. I really do. So if you really want to reach out to find out who God really is, I think that it behooves you to go in, search the scriptures, and, you know, take a look to learn about God, to learn him, because somebody or something, I want to believe that somebody, but when we think of someone, unfortunately, we think about another person. Apologize for this cough. I don't know where it's coming from. When we think about someone or something, we think about another human being. But in this case, tonight, I would like you to really think about God as, you know, not someone who we see on an ordinary, but someone or something, a power, an entity, divinity who can create it all. And that's what we have to look at. Someone put the universe together. Someone placed the sun where it is, the 93 million miles away from Earth. Someone who, you know, is not a human being, not a person who could, you know, in the form and like we are, that has limited powers. No, it had to be a supernatural power. And I'm not just talking about a superhuman. I'm talking about a supernatural power that can cause all of this as it is to be, as it is, with it being so perfect, so perfectly designed and orchestrated and organized. You know, man can't, with our limited knowledge, we can't do that. It takes us a while to design a spaceship to even travel out there in space. And so it's almost like what we do are basically toys compared to God's creation, basically toys. And I think that we're so microscopically small compared to how big God really is. I mean, you know, you can't even begin to imagine, you know, what God really is like. You can't begin to even imagine the power that he holds to cause things to be. You know, again, I want you to take a look at the three areas that we discussed tonight. We're talking about God is because God is everywhere. So you want to start looking at theism, you want to look at deism, and you want to look at pantheism. You know, again, theism has to do with God being the creator and the sustainer of the universe. Deism has to do with God is the creator, but not the sustainer of the universe. And then, and I'll be mentioning this perhaps a couple more times throughout the broadcast, and pantheism is where God is the universe. You know, so, I mean, I want you to think and digest these and think heavily about them. Because, you know, and which do you want to believe? Or do you want to believe multiply that God could be the universe? God is everywhere. Wherever there is, to me, wherever there's breath, that's a spiritual element of God. We're created in his image. As we breathe, we are breathing God's breath. That's the God factor being in us. Because man did not become a living being until God actually breathed, you know, put his breath into the nostrils of man. And so, you know, you need to really understand that, that without God's breath, without his spirit interacting with man, man is not a living being. It wasn't until when he created Adam, if you believe in the story of creation, of Adam and Eve, which I do, it wasn't until, you know, this body, this image, this figure, this creation was there, and it wasn't until God breathed into man, into him. You know, God took something from himself because he is, you know, which is his breath, his spirit, and he breathed into the nostrils of man to cause man to further become another extension of him, himself. All right, follow me now. So man became an extension of God, the creator, because his breath dwells and lives within man. Now, that doesn't make us gods. You know, it doesn't make us gods, but it makes us his children who are lower, a step lower than the angels of God. But it makes us his creation also, just like the angels. But it makes us a step lower, but it lets us know that he lives, he dwells, he resides within us. And I think that that becomes so important. I think it really does. It becomes so important that we know that. And so for every breath that you take, God is inhaling with you and exhaling with you. He's coming in, but he's not really leaving you. He's, you know, he's bringing more in, you know, but he's purifying that which comes in because it's his breath. It's his breath. God is everywhere because God is. He says, I am that I am. I am that I am. You know, I am. You know, does it require him to have a complete sentence? God says, I am. Who are you, God? God says, I am that I am. He told Moses, I am that I am. When Moses asked him, say, well, who, when he told him to go down to the children, and he said, well, who should I say sent me? He said, I am that I am. I mean, what else can God say? What else can God say? If you have a question about some of what I'm talking about tonight, you can press 1, and I'll be happy to respond to you. But all of this comes down to what do you believe? And some people, they're atheists. That's a person who does not believe in God. And then you have agnostics. That means you're splitting the fence. I'm not saying that there's a God, and I'm not saying that there's not a God. You're agnostic. You know, you choose to not, you go either way. There could be or there may not be. But then you have the believers. I mean, you think about it. there's something supernatural or someone supernatural that's not man like we are. Man cannot even stay in an entire day without being burnt. You know, so there had to be a supernatural power so great, so great, so awesome, that placed that sun so far away, 93 million miles away, but it still can give us what we need. It can still cause the vegetation on the planet to grow. It can still provide the sunlight that we need without scorching us to death. You know, you've got the rays in between that sun that protects us. I mean, that's God's creation. And God is so awesome in his creation that he puts it so far away that it provides the sun for this planet. And then we've got, you know, we have, in my opinion, and I'm certainly not an astrologer. I'm not, you know, deep into being a science person, even though I love science. But I don't think that we've even touched the surface of how powerful the universe is. I really don't think that we could study forever you know, in our limited mindset and still only scratch the surface, because God is that awesome. He's that powerful. And I just believe that, you know, there will come a time when God allows us to explore, not necessarily in the form that we're in, but that he will allow us to explore, you know, his creation and who he is. I believe that. But right now, I just don't think that we have even scratched the surface, because there's a big, there's a, you know, according to science and physics, there's a lot of space out there. But then physics says that there may be some limitations to the space, but we know that for us as man, with our limitations, we can't even get out there where everything is. You know, we're steady trying to figure it out. You know, we just landed an object a couple of weeks ago on one of the planets, and I mean, it's Earth. We begin to celebrate. You know, and I become excited. I was excited when this instrument landed on one of our planets. And so, I mean, it's because it's another discovery, you know, something else out there. And with that, you know, we're always, well, some of us believe, because we believe that there's a God. Others may, who may have some skepticism, you know, we land, they're constantly trying to figure out what's out there. Well, you know, as a little boy, I mean, it caused me to even ponder, is a God, or what is God, or who is God? You know, when you talk about God, and here's where, as a child, I'm certain I didn't know what pantheism was about, but it was, you know, is this God that my mother talked about, is he the universe itself? You know, with this superior mind, this universal mind that can just control everything and that can, you know, just so perfect. You know, that's pantheism. That defines God as being the universe itself. Or is it deism? That God is the creator but not the sustainer of the universe. Well, can you have a creation without sustaining it, you know, without keeping it? Can you, I think about vehicles that are manufactured. Selecting vehicles, basically, let's just even go with one of the vehicles, a Toyota. That Toyota that the manufacturer produces. Well, you know, when I look at that, I say, well, okay, all right. They want to sustain your vehicle. Let's just look at Toyota. I've had several Toyotas throughout the course of over the years, and I've always bought them for my children. I've always bought them for my kids. And so as I look at that, I say Toyota will oftentimes send you a notice, a notification that they're saying it's time for service. It's time to service your vehicle. Now, that's the manufacturer. So why do they send this notification? They send the notification because they want to make certain that your vehicle is running up to optimum level. That's what they want to do. They want to make sure that it's so. In other words, they're trying to sustain your vehicle to give you maximum performance. So every so often, they will send that notification and say, it's time to even get your, there was a belt in the car. I forgot what it's actually called. It's a certain type of a belt that Toyota has. And after so many miles, you've got to replace that belt. It's a certain belt that goes with the fan in the vehicle, in the motor. And you've got to, after so many miles, because they have run various tests on this, and they know around the mileage that this belt is going to break up. And that has happened to me with one of my Toyotas, and it can be very dangerous if you don't get that vehicle in, and it can cause, it's quite costly. As a matter of fact, a timing belt, I believe that's what it's called. Thank you all. I believe that it's called a timing belt. And that timing belt is, you know, it's, thank you, one of my listeners sent that message in to me. That timing belt is so important because, and it's expensive. I remember when I had to replace that. That timing belt is everything with that vehicle. So the manufacturer wants that vehicle in so that they can sustain it. So if we go back to now, theism, and I want you all to research it. Don't just take my word for it. Research it yourself. These three areas, theism, deism, and pantheism. And I want you to look at theism in terms of God being the creator and the sustainer of the universe. So if he's the creator, wouldn't it make sense that all of this is his? He created all of this. Wouldn't it make sense, and it does to me, that he wants to sustain the universe as well? He wants to keep it. He wants to make certain that it's operating the way he designed it to operate. Or in deism, he created it but not sustain it. So if he doesn't, because if his creation was what it, you know, his perfection, that's an extension of that, and he created it that way, then maybe it sustains itself. He put components in place for it to sustain itself, which is part of what he's already done in the past for the present and the future. You know, so look at that, and you come to your own conclusion. But then pantheism, look at this again, because some of this can be misleading to a believer or a non-believer. Because now the pantheism says, okay, God is the universe itself. God is the universe. God is the universe. Take your Bibles. Look at God, how the Bible talks about God, that you worship God in spirit and in truth. Is God a spirit? Does God have hands and feet? And, you know, is Jesus the Son of God? Is Jesus part of the Trinity? Yes, he is, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. You know, look at the Trinity. You know, and oftentimes people are trying to figure out what God's role is. They're trying to figure out what Jesus' role is. And then they're also trying to figure out what is the role of the Holy Spirit. What's the role of all three? How is it that you can take an entity of three, sovereign power, to be one, and wonder, you know, do they ever disagree? Well, when he made man, he said, let us. So who was he talking to? He said, let us. This one mindset. They have this one mindset because all three are intertwined into one. So one is not going to disagree with the other because that would mean one is disagreeing with himself. So intertwined here, you've got all three in the power of one, but divided by three. I know that that's some deep math, but you think about it. But you know what? We're going to have to continue this because we're clearly out of time now. This is only a 30-minute show. I'm sorry that we went so long on certain components of it, but before you leave, I just want you to do one thing for yourself. The Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved. You know, don't just take a person's word for it. Don't just take that minister's word from the pulpit. Study for yourself. See, I presented something this evening that a lot of you all probably never even heard about. And that's theism. You know, it's a component of theology, you know, the study of God, like theocentric psychology. That's an attempt to understand the mind of God, the nature and behavior of man, how man disconnected from God, and how he can reconnect back to his creator. You know, so theism, and again, theism having to deal with God the creator and sustainer of the universe. Deism, D-E-I-S-M, go study this for yourself. God being the creator, but not the sustainer. Pantheism, God is the universe itself. So go and study for yourself, and then I'd like to hear from you. Send us a message. You can give us a call sometimes, and I'll be glad to discuss this with you. But we're clearly out of time. Listen, join us back here next Friday for another half-hour inspirational program. Of course, you choose to bypass next Friday. Join us next Thursday for, live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, when the topic will be, should marriage be based on love? That's a very deep topic. Next Thursday, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And one of our listeners has asked to do that particular topic. So listen, we're out of time. I want to say to my listeners around the world, just say to you all, be blessed. Good night. God bless. And thank you, God. That's a wrap, everybody. Good night.